Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, this is Ray Russell. Welcome to our Blog Talk Radio. And we have a special guest today that's going to help you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're going to help you seek that, get that job, that dream job that you're looking for. You know, most job seekers out there know that a resume is basically a summary of your career. But you got a very, very small amount of space to outline a complex part of your life. You know, it forces you to really dig deep into what is most important to you. So how do I put all of my good skills on that one-page resume? Or is it a five-page resume? What do you think? I have a special guest here today. We have Miss Denitra Sims. She is a professional developer and resume writer. Welcome to our show. Welcome, Denitra.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here today.
I am so excited to have you on board. Can you share with our listening audience just a little bit about yourself, a little intro, so they know who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Denitra Sims, and I am the owner of Resume Hack LLC, which is a resume writing and professional development company. I'm a University of Delaware graduate with a degree in Spanish, as well as an MBA and an MS in marketing management. I started really writing resumes probably around 12 or 13 years ago, just kind of updating my resume for myself, for my close friends, for my family. And then I realized, wait a minute, people are getting jobs and I can get paid for this. So really, that's kind of how it started. So over the years, I really just started doing resumes and getting some repeat clients. And then when I really made a career change from software sales over into recruiting, that's kind of really where I kind of really burst it out and hit my stride. Recruitment, to me, is really where I'm supposed to be, and it allows me to use my skill set to the maximum. And that's what really differentiates my service from many other services, is that you're not only getting the person who can actually write the resume, right, understands what to put in there, understands how to present, but you're also getting that resume from the person who actually reviews the resumes and submits them to hiring.
That's key right there. That is the key.
Exactly. So I have a unique view of what's necessary and how people should present themselves.
Gotcha. Because you're not only getting a resume, but I hear that you also mentioned that you're a personal developer.
Yes. So part of what I do is really help people tell their story. And your resume is kind of your professional story.
Right.
But many people can have an amazing resume. It has beautiful bullets. It has wonderful volunteer work. But if they can't speak to that resume, it really And part of what I do in the services that I offer is really building someone up to be that resume and to be that professional they want to be.
Right.
Oftentimes, people don't know what their next step is. If they lose a job, they want a promotion. I really assist with all those kinds of things. You know, when you've gotten the job offer, now how do I get a bigger salary? You know, all of those types of things I assist with.
And you're so right. You are so right about it. You hit the nail on the head, because you can get your foot in that door. You can get a great resume that would land you an interview. But when you go sit down in front of that panel, you know, you got four or five people throwing questions at you, you freeze up. You have to know how to sell your story. I remember
exactly.
I remember, you know, when I was interviewing for a corporate job, and I went in with the mindset, I'm interviewing them. I might not like them, you know? So that sets, it just, I was so relaxed in that interview because I'm like, it's not about if you like me or if you like my skills. It's about whether I want to work here or not, because I might not like y'all.
That's actually something that I shared with my followers this past week. It's called, I do what are called hump day hacks. And they're just little tips and tricks that I give out on my Instagram and Twitter page for people to kind of just log in and say, all right, you know what, I'm getting ready for an interview or I'm looking for a new company or a new job. You know, how do you go about that? And one of my tips was, do your research. You know, you should know what their leadership looks like and who their leadership is made of. You know, you can find out if they promote from within. You know, you can find out if there's a real career track, because a lot of times people get hit with that bait and switch when they take a job. It's like, oh, these amazing opportunities. If you start here, you can be an owner one day. And in reality, you never continue to be an owner. You might not even get out of this position after 5 years of dedicated service and hard work.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
Really knowing who you're applying for and knowing their missions and values, you know, really helps you decide if that is a company that you would like to support. And just like you said, I think part of owning your professional career is knowing where you want to go.
Exactly. And have that plan in place. Don't just wait until you lose that job. Don't just wait until COVID-19 happens. You know, a lot of people are out of jobs. Millions of people are out of jobs. And some of them were in that job for a very, very long time. I had a friend of mine that worked in the hotel industry for years. And she gave me a call. She said, Ray, we need to talk because I have all this money and this severance package, and I don't understand what I have to do here. Can you help me? Now, she's still young. She's not retired age. So you touch that retirement dollars, you're going to get penalized, right? So you have to go back to, she has to retrain herself and, you know, think about, okay, what's my next move? You know, Denitra, I always tell people, you should always have a plan B. You're working full-time at a job, but have your plan B in place in the event that someone is going to give you a pink slip, right?
Hello. And no, I think you're exactly right. And that's why I really tell people to research about where they want to be in life. You know, we should all be able to ask that 5-year question. You know, where do you want to be in 5 years? And the reason why I used to hate that question, because I'm like, that's a dumb question, right? Like, who cares? You know, things happen, life happens. We all know that's true. Like we're just saying, you can have a job today and not be able to even go outside tomorrow, you know? So we need it. But one of the main things that you should do is at the very least know, well, if I stay here, this is where I can go. So I always tell people, what does that career track look like? You know, once you've had 5 years of experience in a certain industry or a certain field, what are your next options? You know, what organizations, you know, do you see a lot of movement and change from? Are you more of a technology-based organization? That, to me, in 2020, is probably a for organization to join, you know?
Right.
So it's all of those things that if you actually did the research, and when you research about those things, you end up researching your own self. And to me, that is one of the biggest parts of anybody's job search, is really getting to know yourself again as a professional and applying all of those things that you just learned in that last role or those last 3 roles. You know, that's part of developing a resume. That's part of professional development. Really being able to look back, to look at your brag book that I always tell people to create, you know, to look back at any projects that you've been a part of or that you've led and be able to speak to those things. And those things end up building up your confidence, right? They end up allowing you to speak to the impact that you have on the business. And then, of course, it just better positions you for your next opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you should never be afraid to try something new because you never know. You never know. I have a few callers. My goodness, my switchboard is lighting up.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna unmute, caller, last four digits, 2054. I'm going to unmute you. You are live. Do you have a question or a comment for Demetra? Demetra.
Awesome.
You're live, caller, 2054.
Hello?
Yes, you're here. We can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi. I was listening to the sister, and you were making some absolute great points, and you actually touched on something I wanted to know. I'm a nurse,
sure.
And I've been in the field for 20 years. I started my own business, but I was really concerned about resumes, like what catches prospective employees' attention, what goes first on a resume. I have a mask on my face, so if I sound muffled, please excuse me.
No worries.
Sometimes I don't know what to put first. Like, if I should put the education first, should I put the jobs first, should I put opening statement? Sometimes I get a little confused. By the grace of God, I have to say I've been blessed to have a job and to be in the same field for 20 years. But sometimes you may want to do something different, and you need to have a resume to put out there. And because I've been in the field so long and haven't really had to write a resume, and I do have I have teenagers. You know, they're in school. I have a college student. So I want to help them, along with helping myself, how to write a good resume that will get attention, even though I'm really training them to work for themselves. But they may have to be at the other end of the table to look at a resume for their prospective employee. So I get a little confused.
That's great. Yeah. That's a great question.
What to put in first?
That's a very great concern.
Yeah, and I think you have some great questions. And, whoa, what a loaded and packed conversation we could have about those questions that you asked. But I'll try to give you some overall tips. So I always recommend, first of all, if you do an opening statement or a summary or an objective, it has to be really impactful and meaningful. So I don't like when people put, hardworking team player who has great attention to detail skills and customer service and communicates well and works cross-functionally, right? It's kind of like, okay, everybody should have those skills, right? And anybody in any organization should have those skills, right? So that's not meaningful. But for you, I would say something like 20-year nurse professional who has supported large and medium-sized hospitals and clinics, who has developed policy and procedure, and who has assisted the healthcare agency in lowering medical mistakes and increasing revenue and profit. So you see right there, that's like says a whole bunch, right? Like, I want to talk to the 20-year veteran who's going to decrease my accidents and increase my profit, right? So that right there is sort of where you want to start. As far as education goes, my rule of thumb, if you have graduated more than 5 years ago, put the education at the end of your resume. Because let's be real, we're ageist out here. A lot of people are very ageist. So sometimes if you show them the date of graduation and you have those 20 years and you have a master's, sometimes that's a little overwhelming. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So I always recommend if you're more than 5 years out, you throw that education on the back of your resume. And then you always want to put your most recent experience first. So it should go in chronological order, first position down to your position from 10 years ago. And then I would say keep it simple. Don't put pictures on there. Don't play with fonts. Don't do colors. I mean, I don't even like when people do different tables. Keep it simple because you really want anybody to be able to open your resume. You want an applicant tracking system to be able to pick up those keywords. So keep it simple. I hope that helped. I hope I got to answer some of those questions that you had.
You said a whole lot. And my what's going in my head is, if I want to land a good job, I'm going to the expert. I want that expert to present me with a resume that's going to get me in that door, through that door, and around that door. You know, sometimes we just have to. Like, I just cannot be no backyard mechanic, okay, if I don't know nothing about cars. I'll let the expert handle it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to try to figure out how to do a resume chronological and all of that. I'm like, your services, I can utilize your services because that is your skill. That's your skill set. You can get me in that door. You do professional development. You can help me land that job, be able to say the right things. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to play with this. I don't have, because the competition is so fierce out there. You know, when you have one job, one job, thousands of people putting in for that one job. How does my resume get in front of the key person that's hiring? That's what
exactly.
I'm talking about. So I know you are on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. And thanks to COVID, you know, I mean, when life gives you lemons, you got to make lemonade, right? I mean, everything is virtual right now. Everything is virtual right now. Employers are interviewing people virtually. They are.
Yes.
And you have to learn how to present yourself on camera. Make sure your hair is done right, because they're looking at your surroundings. Where are you sitting at?
Right.
So what can you tell someone out there that's new, because they've been in the workforce for so long, they have not even looked at having a resume updated. Now they're getting ready to go back into the workforce. Okay.
So
what can you tell them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So two things. First, contact me to get that resume updated. That's the first. And the second is really treat even a virtual interview like an in-person interview. I can't stress enough, get up that morning, get yourself dressed, you know, eat your breakfast, have your coffee, you know, do whatever you would typically do on a morning that you were going to an interview. I always tell people, make sure, you know, ladies, make sure you do your makeup, do that hair. Fellas, we still want to see the tie on. We still want to see the clean upkept hair and beard and things like that. So literally go just like you were going in person. That's number one. Number two, I always recommend that everyone test their technology before the interview.
Yes.
You do not know how many times you're starting an interview and someone's technology failed. And that is literally the fastest way to now have a red flag and now have to overcome some objections and some red flags. So I would definitely tell anybody to make sure that they test their technology. And then lastly, I would say, again, treat it like a real interview that you're in person. So have your questions written out. I always like to tell people to ask, hey, tell me about a day in the life of this person. What would their daily tasks look like? And that's typically how you get the organization to open up about not only the position, but how that position impacts the organization. Another question that I tell people to ask is, what does it look like 30, 60, 90 days for me? Because that kind of gets you to have them give you a contract, right? It's not only just on you to be successful in this new role, but they're also responsible for making you successful as well. So I would definitely come prepared with some questions so that you can interview them to ensure that you have the great start of a great career.
That's great, great, great food for thought right there. So how can someone get a hold of you?
Yes, I am literally everywhere. So if you want to reach me on the website, it's www.resumehackbiz.com, and that's B-I-Z. On Instagram, it's resumehackbiz. On Twitter, it's resumehackbiz. On Facebook, it's resumehackllc. And you can also follow me. I'm the owner, Denitra, and I'm at TalkToNeet, and that's T-A-L-K, the number 2, N-E-I-T. I would love to hear some more questions, so you guys can definitely flood my social media. I'll be doing some question and answering for the rest of the day. You can schedule a consultation with me. I'll share my scheduling service. It's on my page as well. So I really hope to hear from you. And Ray, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really, really appreciate
my
it.
Pleasure.
And I had a lot of fun. So I got to come back.
My pleasure. I have one caller on the line. I don't want to hang up on the caller. I have one caller left. And I'm just going to unmute you real quick, 1545, last four digits. I'm going to unmute your mic if you had something to share real quick. You can do so. You are now unmuted.
Hi, my name is Carmen, and I want to say first and foremost, it's a blessing to partake of this. It's a very beautiful forum, Coach Ray, and I want to let everyone know that we live in a time where it's okay to say I need help. And we live in a time to say where it's okay to say, I don't know, and can we get some assistance? And I thank God that assistants like Coach Ray and Denitra are available, and they're accessible to us. So let's just reach out as a community, and let's just reach out and get that help that we need so we can be successful in life.
Well, thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you, Carmen.
She just rounded up the whole show. Thank you so much, Denitra. Appreciate that. I was like, my girl is on point right there. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Carmen.
And so, we run out of time. I know I'm definitely going to have you back in studio. We're going to talk about different things, different topics.
Yes.
And thank you so much for sharing your busy time with me this afternoon with our listening audience. And blessings on you. I know we're going to do some great things together. We're going to talk about how we can collaborate here, because I meet a lot of people, Denitra, that need your service. Even if you have to teach a class on how they want to do it themselves, you can teach them a class on how to do it, you know?
I'm ready.
Wow. I'm excited. And I we can go on and on and on, but our time has come to a close. You have a wonderful, blessed rest of the day. It's now 1:22 over here on the West Coast, and I know the sun is setting for you on the East Coast.
Little girl, so. It makes me sad. Thank you so much, Coach Ray. I really, really appreciate it, and I can't wait to work with you again. Thank you.
Awesome. You be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.